USA Radio News.
Even as many voters have become skeptical of government COVID-19 policies, a majority of Democrats say they favor more restrictive ones. This includes harsh legal measures against the unvaccinated, according to a recent Heartland Institute and Rasmussen Reports national survey that included 59% of Democrats who said they'd favor confining the unvaccinated to their homes except in emergencies. 55% of Democrats say they'd like to see the government fine unvaccinated Americans. Moderna hopes to market a combined booster vaccination for COVID-19, influenza, and RSV as soon as the fall of 2023. The combination vaccine would enable people to get broad protection against illnesses caused by respiratory viruses ahead of the winter infectious season without having to obtain multiple jabs. This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health. Come on, you've heard about us on Newsmax Television, on Wayne Allen Root. We have helped tens of thousands of people all across America and around the world to lose fat, to reverse every disease you can imagine. High blood pressure, diabetes, Meniere's disease, arthritis. Come on, you can get healthy this year. And because you're associated with WAR, you get a 40% discount. Are you kidding me? We only do that because we love Wayne Allen Root and he loves you. So you just have to take an action step. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic, but go log on to energizehealth.com. Look at testimonials just like you. Do your research. Listen to Dr. Brian Taylor. Log on energizehealth.com and change your life in 2022.
Despite attacks from people in her own party over her continued support of the filibuster, some Arizona residents told Fox News Democrat Senator Kyrsten Sinema is doing a good job representing them.
I'm just pleased that she's not going along with her Democratic Party.
I hear some of the choices that she's making. Boy, do we need a small amount of people to make some new decisions for us.
I think she's going the right direction.
Sinema reaffirmed last week she would buck her fellow Democrats and continue to support the Senate filibuster. The Michigan Democrat Party blasted the idea that parents should have a voice in what public schools teach, saying in a Facebook post over the weekend that public education teaches kids what society needs them to know. A Saturday post made by the Michigan Democrats on their official Facebook page criticized the parents who want to play a role in what public education teaches their children. The post was deleted Monday morning after intense criticism. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
China is nixing public tickets to the Olympic Games, and athletes are being instructed to buy burner phones.
China says it won't sell tickets to the general public for the upcoming Beijing Winter Olympics due to COVID-19. The organizing committee announcing the tickets will instead be distributed by authorities. The opening ceremony is set to take place on February 4th. This as athletes from the United States are being told to only use burner cell phones when in China participating in the games. Ian Bremmer is president of the Eurasia Group. He explains why on CNN.
There's just an enormous presumption of surveillance on the part of the state of any electronic device you bring in, your laptop as well. Every business executive I know that travels to China brings in a burner phone. They're not taking their regular electronic equipment. The American government has been advising that for years. It's making headlines now because it's a much larger number of athletes that have never probably experienced it, most of them in their lives before. But it's not in any way surprising. It's a precautionary measure, and it's a pretty smart thing to do.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Funeral services were held Monday for 9 children and 3 adults who died in a Philadelphia fire on January 5th. The victims were all on the third floor of a duplex when it caught fire. It marked the deadliest blaze in the city in more than a century. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.